I'm about 5 floors up the Marriott Hotel in London. I can just about see a main-ish road down below me, just through some very welcome trees. On the horizon, I see the telecom tower, the London Eye, the Gherkin, and a London skyline all lit, a few flashing lights, aircraft flying above. I'm on a balcony in my hotel room. People unloading down on the ground floor there. Luggage for their possible luxurious stay in the Marriott. Now, I don't think the rooms officially have balconies here. They used to. I'm going back in to my very cosy, very nice room. My door, which now opens fully, when I got here, didn't. I had to remove a few of the locks. The benefits of always carrying a multi-tool. But it's nice being able to stand out there and look over London. Why am I in London, you may ask? Well, if I've titled this Long Play Alive, or the night before Long Play Alive, who knows? That might make some sense, because tomorrow I'm going to the Roundhouse. Bright and early, so I'll be going to bed soon. Bright and early to document an incredible, possibly an incredible day. If I read a little bit from my blog, ourmaninside.com, Long Play Alive. On the back of a bus in 1995, a guy called Jem Finer had an idea. Nearly 5 years later, in 1999, on the verge of the third millennium, that idea came to life as a 1,000-year-long musical composition was set into motion. Long Player is a piece of music that's been playing since the 31st of December 1999 and will keep playing until the 31st of December 2999. The composer, Jem Finer, created it in such a way that it will never ever repeat itself, and an organisation called the Long Player Trust was created to ensure the music continued to play through the coming centuries. It's pretty amazing really when you think about it, and I've tried to think about it from all kinds of different angles and I still can't really get my head around it. I'll continue reading. For the last 5 years, there have been a handful of dedicated listening posts around the world, but on the 12th of September, that's tomorrow, folks, 2009, they're attempting something completely new, a 1,000-minute section performed live by a relay team of musicians in the aptly circular setting of the Roundhouse, North London. It's about a mile away from where I am now. So tomorrow morning, I hope to get there for about 8:20 when things really start. I'm not sure if that's doors open or when the actual music starts. I think the doors open at 8:20, and it'll be 1 a.m. the next morning when things stop. It's something that I've kind of never been involved in before, a kind of an artistic musical endeavour of such an incredible timescale, because nothing like this has ever existed before. I mean, I've always been around festivals and gigs and so on and so forth, but when Art Angel contacted me and said, would I be keen to get involved in documenting this, I felt quite honoured, actually. It's definitely something to make you feel pretty insignificant when you think about 1,000 years and what happens in that span of time. If I look at the website, theroundhouse.org.uk, a little bit of information here. The live debut of the longest piece of music ever written. 8:20 till 1 a.m. in the main space. Now, not only is this happening, there's also going to be a conversation in an adjacent room, and that conversation consists of some very, very, very interesting people. There should be a list on here somewhere. Let me have a quick look. Lasting 1,000 years, Jem Finer's Long Player is famously the longest non-repeating piece of music ever composed. Originally commissioned by Art Angel, it's been playing continually at listening posts around the world since the first moments of the millennium. Now, what it's going to be played on is pretty incredible. Here we go. On Saturday, the 12th of September, Finer directs Long Player's spectacular first ever live performance, a 1,000-minute section from its 1,000-year duration, a tiny fragment from its great expanse. Long Player Live will be played by a 26-strong all-star orchestra on a unique 20-meter-wide instrument, effectively a giant Bronze Age synthesizer. Now, I've just got to see that. It has highly resonant singing bowls for tone generators and humans for power. What an incredible idea in itself. And there is a live stream on the website. I'm not sure if my meaty bandwidth here can handle it, if I were to click on that. I guess tomorrow I'm going to hear it for maybe 1,000 minutes. It depends how much I want to listen to and how much of the conversations I want to be a part of. So I've just clicked on the live stream and I can see two little listening posts. It's quite interesting. I didn't realise, but on the website there is a Twitter stream of people hashtagging Long Player. So that's awesome. Anybody who hashtags Long Player will appear on the roundhouse.org.uk's website. Yes, looking forward to it. And I will no doubt have so much more to say about it tomorrow. Here are some of the musicians, should you know them. Douglas Benford, Steve Beresford, Gina Birch, John Bissett, Ansuman Biswas, Tom Chant, Richard Cripps, Peter Cusack, Rodri Davis, Ben Drew, Roger Eno, Jem Finer, Iris Garelfs, Dowell Hunt, Ivor Callin, Andrew Cotting, Cafe Matthews, Graham Miller, J. Malzismal, Hayley Newman, Michael Ormiston, Spider Stacy, Emma Stowe, David Toop, Candida Valentino, Laura Williams, and some of the conversationalists, starting at 10 and finishing at 10 in the evening. There will be what it appears to be groups of two people having conversations around the day. Janet Winterson with Susie Orbach. Susie Orbach with Daniel Glazer. I see what's happening here. It's a bit of a relay. Daniel Glazer with Sophie Fiennes. Sophie Fiennes with Mark Miodownik with Cory Doctorow. Cory Doctorow with Ruth Padel. Ruth Padel with Lewis Wolpert. Lewis Wolpert with Charles Arsene Henry with Mark Lithgow. Could they not pick people with easily pronounceable names? Mark Lithgow with Bonnie Greer. Bonnie Greer with Marcus de Satoy. Marcus de Satoy with Robert Peston. Robert Peston with Stephen Rose. Stephen Rose with Lisa Jardine. Lisa Jardine with Andrew Coating. Then Andrew Coating talks with David Toop. David Toop with Mark Haddon. Mark Haddon with Rachel Armstrong. Rachel Armstrong with Vincent Walsh. And then finally, Vincent Walsh finishes by talking once again to Jeanette Winterson. What kind of things will be discussed? Well, I'm going to hope to capture as many bits and bobs as I can. I've bought a couple of different cameras. I have no idea whether I'll just want to be doing audio and a little bit of photography, maybe no photography, maybe video, Twittering. I've got all the kit and hopefully somewhere to leave it because I don't want to be carrying the whole bag around the whole time. Just dip in, dip out. I've got all day to be doing some documenting. So if you are around, please get involved, get engaging, ask me if there's anything you want me to go and have a look at or anybody you want me to talk to. I think I've got access all areas badge, which will be very nice. And please tweet and retweet. Who knows? That's all going to be archived and looked and dipped into for maybe 1,000 years to come. How weird is that? Long Player Live tomorrow at the Roundhouse. Join me there, either virtually or digitally or in reality. If that made sense. I think I'm getting tired. I do have a couple of spare places if you would like to go along. DM me or send me an email and I'll see what I can do. Primarily, if you're coming to Amplify, it would be fantastic. Speak to you later.